This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 14, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The crew of the space shuttle Atlantis got the school bus-sized Hubble Space Telescope secured in the shuttle's cargo bay yesterday, ready for repairs and upgrades that will allow the orbiting observatory to continue in operation at least another 5 years. At the same time, engineers are going over photos which show a 21-inch stretch of dings in the shuttle's heat shield tiles. So far, official word is they're not a concern, but there's no longer any such thing as an insignificant anomaly in a shuttle heat shield. The shuttle Endeavour sits ready on Launch Pad 39B at Kennedy Space Center should there be any need to send a lifeboat to the crew of Atlantis. Aside from any concerns about heat shield integrity, the 350-mile-high orbit needed to reach Hubble puts Atlantis at increased risk of collisions with space debris, and the Hubble itself offers no quarters to shield the crew should evacuation be needed. In what will quickly disappear in the archives as trivia, astronaut Mike Massimino has become the first human to tweet from space, keeping followers up to date with a message relayed through the Johnson Space Center to his Twitter account. Quote, "From orbit, launch was awesome. I'm feeling great, working hard, and enjoying the magnificent views. The adventure of a lifetime has begun." Unquote. With attention focused elsewhere, the Mars rover's Spirit and Opportunity just keep on going. Now 5 years past their original 3-month life expectancy. Sadly, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory reports that Spirit may be about to succumb to a problem familiar to earthbound ATV riders. It's stuck after spinning its wheels in soft Martian dirt. JPL's John Callis says that even with its remaining limited mobility, all is not lost. Quote, "We are proceeding methodically and cautiously. It may be weeks before we try moving Spirit again. Meanwhile, we're using Spirit's scientific instruments to learn more about the physical properties of the soil that's giving us trouble," unquote. Program managers say Spirit's recent bouts with amnesia, spontaneous reboots, and failure to come online for communication sessions appear to have passed, even though the cause was never diagnosed, and wind has recently blown the rover's solar panels clean, improving the power budgeting. Back on Earth, the commercial spaceflight industry has taken another baby step. Mastin Space Systems reports completion of its first vertical takeoff, vertical landing rocket flight demonstration. The design and controls of its 730-pound rocket-powered vehicle reportedly functioned as planned during a tethered flight a few meters above the ground, involving a takeoff and a landing. Mastin's vehicle uses a liquid-fueled rocket of the company's own design, running on isopropyl alcohol and liquid oxygen. CEO David Mastin promises, quote, "Larger vehicles, using the same technologies tested here, will be capable of taking a 220-pound payload to 75 miles and be reused without requiring lengthy refurbishment," unquote. The vehicle is officially known as XA-0.1B-750. Within the company, they call it Zombie, spelled with an X. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Jack Pelton urges a longer perspective. Cessna says the CJ4 is on track for certification this year. And Spain's Valencia Airport is chosen for a new jet service center. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Dee Whittington, who talks about all the changes at the upcoming Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.